The war in Afghanistan is having the greatest effect on the country's civilians. Afghan women have been the target of the violence. Years ago, the Taliban leadership banned music and education for girls. The Taliban also restricted outdoor activities when it was controlling much of Afghanistan. Today, some young Afghans are using music to spread a message of hope and peace. The young musicians are part of a new orchestra known as Zora. The group was created in 2014 as part of the Afghanistan National Institute of Music in Kabul. Ahmed Nasser Sarmast is the institute's director and founder of the orchestra. The name Zora comes from a music goddess in Persian literature, he notes. Most of the orchestra's members are young girls. They are using the power of music to help ease tensions and work in support of women's rights. Negin Kapowak is Zora's first female conductor. She told VOA that Afghanistan has taken steps to support women's rights over the past 17 years. She said, "I am hopeful because we need to stand up and we need to open the door for other Afghan girls and fight for their rights." Sarmast noted that year after year, the number of students in Zora has grown. He said that more parents are bringing their children to the institute to study music.
"I strongly believe without arts and culture there cannot be security. And we're using the soft power of music to make a small contribution to bringing peace and stability in Afghanistan, and at the same time using this beautiful weapon to transform our community."
The orchestra has traveled overseas and performed in many countries. Recently, the group visited neighboring Pakistan for the first time. Some of Zora's members were born and raised in refugee camps in the country. Pakistan is still home to millions of Afghan refugees.
"We strongly believe in the healing power of music. We're using the healing power of music to look after the wounds of the Afghan people as well as the Pakistani people. We're here with the message of peace, brotherhood, and freedom."
I'm Jonathan Evans.